Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Stephanie Joyce. This week on AK, geese. Thousands of black brants nest each spring on a piece of marshy tundra near Chivac in western Alaska. And for nearly three decades, the small geese have been the research focus of biologist Jim Settinger. In 1984, the University of Nevada, Reno professor decided the brants would be good subjects for a long-term study on a bird population. This summer, he brought an audio recorder out into the field. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
It's the middle of July. The fuzzy goslings have all hatched and are growing strong. The adult brants are in molt, and so most can't fly. And that's when biologist Jim Settinger and his team of half a dozen grad students and technicians start rounding up the birds and dividing them into three separate pens.
Ooh, perfect. Let's get these in the right.
Hang on.
As Settinger describes it, it's a little like herding cattle. Once the brants are contained, the team weighs each one in a plastic Folgers coffee can that rests on a small scale. They measure bill length and leg length. Then they attach two identifiable bands, one metal and one colored, to the geese's skinny legs. Settinger calls out the new banding IDs on one of the birds.
Local male with a web tag. 5, 4, 8L.
When the banding drive, as Settinger calls it, is over, the birds are released back into the pen they came from so they can find their mate. The work makes for long days in the field. On this day alone, the team banded and measured 1,500 brants. It was technically the next morning by the time Settinger had a moment to record his thoughts.
It's 1 a.m. on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. We're about ready to go to bed tonight. We had a great day. We started at about 11 a.m. and finished about midnight. And everybody's tired. We're going to bed. No dinner tonight. We got another tough day tomorrow.
This summer was Settinger's 29th field season with the brant study, and over the decades, his research has become one of the longest-running animal studies in the world. He began his work in 1984 as a young biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Goose populations across western Alaska were in a steep decline. In an interview after he was back at the office, Settinger says he figured brants would make good research subjects because they nest in a tight colony.
It's relatively easy to observe lots of birds, mark lots of birds, and then collect data on those birds. So we now, over the course of this project, have banded, put metal bands and then engraved plastic bands so we can identify the birds at a distance in the neighborhood of about 40,000 individual geese.
Over the years, Settinger and his research partners have answered lots of interesting questions about the geese, including why are the birds monogamous? But the bigger question they keep coming back to is a simple one. What makes for a successful brant? And Settinger says that success is measured by just one thing, how many offspring a bird produces that will themselves survive to produce offspring.
We found that just as in human society, there's a lot of variation in success. So there are some pairs that are almost always successful and other pairs that typically have a tougher time in life and probably don't leave very many offspring to future generations.
The length of the study has also allowed Settinger to look at how the birds age. Dozens of the brants he banded as goslings are now over 20 years old, and he has found that as the population numbers at the colony have decreased over the years, the average lifespan of the geese is increasing.
Something fundamental has changed in the lives of these birds that is allowing them to basically live longer.
Settinger thinks the birds may be living longer partly because they have more space at the colony. The brant population in Settinger's study area has declined 70% in the past three decades. Fewer geese mean less social strife and fighting, which reduces the bird's stress level. He jokes that it's as if the brants moved from Manhattan to Anchorage. Settinger says, looking back on his work over the last three decades, it's hard for him to believe the brant study is still going.
If somebody had said to me in 1984, you'll still be out here in 2012, I would have thought they were nuts.
Sedinger is starting to think about retiring and passing the study on to a younger generation of biologists.
So we're going to start processing these birds. We expect it to be a few hours and we'll be finished. So sometime early evening. I'll check in later.
But he hopes the research will keep going long after he's banded his last brant in western Alaska. For AK, I'm Annie Feit.